The victim of a high school shooting outside Spokane was memorialized over the weekend. At the same time, his friends and neighbors remembered him at a big event that is important to the small community of Freeman, Washington. Correspondent Emily Schwing paid a visit.
The Southeast Spokane County Fair is little, but the celebration is big. It's the end of the harvest and a season spent raising animals. This year, there are signs, pins, and t-shirts everywhere you look, with Freeman High School's mascot, a Scotty dog, and a blue and red heart with the words Freeman Strong.
I'm Barb Gady from Rockford.
I noticed your t-shirt says Freeman Strong.
I feel like this community is amazing. We do care about each other and that we are strong. Strong in our hearts.
Barb Gady and husband Dwayne teach elementary school in Freeman. Their 15-year-old son Daniel is a sophomore at Freeman High School. That's where another sophomore fatally shot a classmate 2 weeks ago. The two watch as Daniel preps his cows for the fair. He uses what looks like a vacuum to blow errant pieces of hay off the rumps of his cattle. Daniel's following in the footsteps of his grandfather, father, and uncle, all Eastern Washington cattlemen. His parents are proud, but they're also rubbed raw by emotion.
Do you mind if I ask you about what makes you emotional when you're looking over there at your son?
I mean, it could have been him. He was up there, and he just chose to go a different way that morning for some reason. But talking about that and then see him here today, being proud of him.
Three students were injured in the shooting at Freeman High School. A fourth, Sam Strahan, was killed. Hundreds of people attended a memorial service outside Spokane for Strahan over the weekend. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.